Viktor Frankl, author of Man's Search for Meaning, once said that they can never take away the last human freedoms, no matter what they do. And that is your capacity to get freaking jacked.
The kingdom is rebuilding. This piece of shit car,
it's gonna take us places.
You could have so many things go wrong with your life. The economy could be in a surplus or a recession, but no one can take away the fact that you can get physical excellence. And especially in 90 days, you can put on 3 to 5 pounds of muscle. And that's significant. One of the most notable things you can do with your life, even if you have nothing going for you, is to build up your physique. And the foundational metric to aim for is a period of strength. Get strong on the key lifts and then cut off all the fat, and your status will immediately elevate. As someone who's 6 feet tall, 6 feet, 6'1", 91 skeletal muscle mass is what suits me best. You'll want to find your own barometer that matches up with your height. But I know that at 6 feet tall, 88 to 91 skeletal muscle mass, 95 skeletal muscle mass, if you want to be extremely jacked, is all you really need. That's around 175 pounds lean at my height. You don't necessarily need to be 200 pounds to stand out in the world, because when your body fat gets low, the impact is profound. That being said, there's a few indicators for getting to this. One, lunges. 70-pound dumbbell lunges for 3x12 is as strong as you need to get a result. But you can also buy wraps and graduate to the 80s. I find that as an endurance athlete, lunges are better than pretty much every other movement, even the squat or the hack squat. For a while there, I was progressing on the squat pretty readily, but I found I could only get up to 275 pounds before I would start tweaking my back. And for anyone who has long femurs, you might suffer from the same problem as well. The other thing you can do is load up the hack squat. Now, I've done this before, but in the gym, I find that the hack squat is always taken, at least the one that I go to. The hack squat, it's not a common machine. Leg press doesn't have the same effect. One of the most unilateral, promising, powerful movements is getting really strong on the lunges. In fact, I would argue from the perspective of an endurance athlete, lunges are the best lower body movement for hypertrophy. Next is the weighted pull-up. It's immensely powerful to focus on strength and focus on it from the perspective that makes sense. You have to do the things that generate power, and those are the things that'll get you results. At my best this September, I achieved 75-pound weighted pull-ups for a triple. Now I'll be continuing the progression until I get to plus 90s. We can follow this up with an incline bench press. With all this Ironman training that I've been doing, my incline bench has stayed relatively low, but the goal for that is to get to 185 for 6 reps or 205 on the incline bench for 4 reps. Get that on your top set and then address the other increments as you can. Lastly, seated dumbbell overhead press. I like to alternate between the seated dumbbell OHP and standing OHP. But now we're getting to the big leagues. 80 pounds on the seated dumbbell OHP for 6 reps or 135 on the standing military press for 6 reps, and your shoulders will have dimension and pop. That's it. Now, if you can stack on top of that bicep curls, tricep extensions, lateral raises, machine-supported chest rolls, all those exercises are perfectly valid. But they don't give you the same foundation, and they don't tax the CNS. It's so basic, right? But before you cut or before you do anything else, ask yourself, can I hit these strength standards? Is this something I'm able to do? Can I hit 80 pounds on overhead press? And it doesn't count if you're a fat fucking retard. You know, you need to be lean as you do it. You need to approach it. You know, you can't really start this bulk or start this strength gaining cycle if you're above 15% body fat. You ideally want to start at like 10 or 11%. At least on an in-body scan, and build from there, because that actually gives you room to put on fat and gain muscle at the same time without losing your form. Ask yourself, have I gotten to 70-pound lunges for 3x12? Or if you really want that brawler build, can I do a 3-plate hack squat for 8 to 12 reps? Can I pull 75 pounds off the ground for a weighted pull-up many times in a row? Can I shoulder press the 80s? If you can't, just focus on this. And if you focus on this week over week, you'll find that you'll get so much stronger in just 12 weeks' time. 12 weeks from now is the end of the year, and we need to get into that year strong. Extra 3 to 5 pounds of muscle on you. We got to do this. If you don't have these strength standards yet, if you haven't reached the skeletal muscle mass that is appropriate for your height, do nothing else. It's like digging a ditch, you know? Building a business, making money, Gaining status, getting fame, unlocking your creativity, that's difficult. That's a mentally taxing effort. It's so much harder. But putting on muscle? Are you fucking kidding me? That's the easiest shit in the world to do. So if you don't have the appropriate skeletal muscle mass for your weight and you're not lean, you're missing out on like the literally the easiest, the most mindless form of status elevation there is. We have to get the muscle on, bro. We got to get the freaking muscle on so that we can progress to these other things, because that is the lowest hanging fruit. That shit is there for the taking. And I'm going to take it this year. What you need most of all is a fresh CNS. A lot of times people think that a result will come just because they eat more. This is classic bulk knowledge. Eat more and you'll get stronger. You don't always have to eat more. That isn't necessarily the first trigger you need to pull to gain strength. The most important thing actually is to have a fresh central nervous system. You go into every session motivated, and you know what your numbers were last time and what you're gonna get this time. You go in knowing you're gonna crush it that day. I say this with some ill intent, with some bravado, with some gusto, but that's because I mean it. You don't necessarily have to eat a bunch of cereal before every lift to progress. All you need is a slight caloric surplus, maybe. Although it's been shocking to me how often I've been able to progress on my key lifts while being in a calorie deficit, because the fact that I was in a cut made me want to maximize these other forces. These forces like sleeping enough, even having the right amount of pre-workout fuel, like one Rice Krispie and a little bit of beet juice, that shit makes a difference. And I find what's the most motivating thing in all of this is when you go into lift, you know what you are there to achieve. Eric Bugenhagen would say this all the time. You need to have a reason for going to the gym. On one thing that I find incredibly motivating is to use microplates. I discovered this recently. You can put microplates on dumbbells. I bought these online on Amazon. Tiny 1.25 microplates. You can attach them to either side of a dumbbell. Suddenly you can go from 60s on the dumbbell overhead press to 62.5. So you can make these micro progressions with certain lifts, even with weighted pull-ups. You know, once I got to 65 pounds for maybe 5 reps, it was really hard to progress. So I would start adding on micro plates. And that just gives you a little bit of confidence, because what is an extra 1.25 pounds since the last time you lifted? Not being able to get that is just a factor of the mind not being primed enough. And go into every weightlifting session with a level of love in your heart, a love for the weights, a reason to really go for it. That's what's going to set you off and get you to a result. Your CNS needs to be as relaxed as it possibly can be. And if you do it, you'll get that lift. And if you get the lift, you'll get the muscle. Idea number 3, meditate, organize, attack. It's crazy how many tangential tasks and efforts have an effect on how we perform in the gym. The state of your home, the cleanliness of your car, your laundry, your gym bag, hydration. It's really good to be organized, both with your physical spaces and the mind. But the mind is where the whole thing starts. Start with the mind. Make it as pure as possible. For the longest time, I'd been getting frustrated with the state of my home. Nothing seemed to be organized enough. Camera gear, cat hair, even my SD cards were always full. And I would clean every day, but somehow I wouldn't get a result. What is that? Then I started meditating every day. So far, I've meditated 14 times out of the last 16 days, all while maintaining a streak of semen retention. And I can tell you, the house is finally getting organized. It's getting clean. I feel like I'm gonna get a result. I feel extremely sharp and strong. It's profound. The state of my home now finally has a state of total organization. It's so much higher. My laundry is always done. The place looks clean, finally. And when my home and my car is organized, I am able to attack. I'm able to get things done. And more than anything, I'm getting stronger in the gym. I'm getting stronger with the progression of my Ironman.
We almost didn't come today. You remember that?
Yeah.
This is the lesson that I'm learning relentlessly in my life right now, is that God will never make it impossible for you to show up to the thing if you were meant to do it. And sometimes the conditions aren't best. Like, we got here late because I had a meeting run long. Or the answer is, you can pretty much always do it. And I find that so encouraging.
When the mind is organized, when the mind is strong, your spaces tend to take care of themselves. You find yourself looking one day and just getting started. You attack the work and you get organized in your spaces as well. It's profound. At the tail end of every meditation session, I now visualize. I visualize the weight going up. I visualize me completing the swim. I visualize me getting done with a bike ride. Actually, these other factors help me bulk while staying lean. Visualize yourself building and growing and leaning out in the aftermath. It's incredibly encouraging because the work is simple to do. and the work absolutely can get done. The benefits of Ironman training on top of that is that once you build the strength up, it's very easy to stay lean. You don't even have to do intermittent fasting or anything like that because the calorie consumption is high when you're training enough. And zone 2 cardio that's low impact, like biking and swimming, it won't take away from your strength goals. Just keep all of that in mind. Idea number 4, supplementation. Here's what it is. I don't know why these supplements work fully, but they 100% do. Number 1, Panax ginseng. Especially if you can take a daily nap, if you take Panax ginseng afterwards, it gives you a huge surge in energy and testosterone, mental clarity and libido even. ZMA at bedtime, that's zinc magnesium aspartate. The zinc keeps sperm production high, makes you horny, and if you're horny, you're gonna get strong. And magnesium helps you go to sleep. Vitamin D plus K2 in a drip fashion in the wintertime especially. Though in the summer months, if you just spend an hour outside, you'll be good to go. Now that winter's here, I'm going to be supplementing with vitamin D and K2 every day. 3 to 6 eggs at bedtime or just a little bit before. That's because the eggs have good fat that also help with testosterone production. A gallon of water every day plus electrolytes, especially during the gym. Water is one of the most anabolic things you can do while you're working out. The number one thing that actually lowers your strength during a gym session is not being hydrated enough. And water, I don't know, it augments the pump during your gym session. I don't know the details of it, but drink a gallon of water every day and drink a ton of water while you're working out. 1 Brazil nut before bed every night. It helps you top off on selenium, which is also good from a fertility, testosterone, hormone production perspective. And lastly, cod liver oil, also at bedtime. All of this gives you the necessary fuel to just maximize your testosterone. On top of that, if you practice retention, keep your mind pure, God will also be on your side, and you'll have the goods to hit your lifts. Hit the lifts, gain the strength, find yourself harnessing the foundational fuel for status. And with nothing else, just this simple work, the digging of the ditch that is your body, you will start having an impact on the world. You put on these 3 to 5 pounds of muscle these next 3 months, you strip off the excess fat. Let's freaking do this, dude. It's there for the taking. It's not good enough to have a good body. A good body will get you a pat on the back. A great body will help build your business. So fuck it, let's go for it. Let's make it happen. What do you say? 90-pound weighted pull-ups for 3 to 6 reps, 70-pound lunges for 3x12, 185 on the incline bench for 6 reps, although if you want to get to 205, I think that's great. And lastly, 135 pounds on the OHP for 4 to 6 reps. 12 weeks. Let's get it. Greatness is coming.